Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since we last spoke with our next guest, we've seen some pretty powerful numbers for the GDP growth nationally and in our state. Is slow but sure a thing of the past? Are we now off to the races, economically speaking? Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And right now, we have him on the phone. Bruce, welcome back.
Great to talk with you today.
So this GDP thing, it's pretty exciting, right?
It certainly is, and it was unexpected from my standpoint, Mike, as you might recall from our last conversation. There were certainly signs that the nation's economy was no longer sleepwalking, but tripping along at a little faster clip. But there wasn't a lot that would cause us to think we would suddenly see 4.1% growth. We have to go back 4 years to find something equal to that. But part of that had to do with a huge increase in exports. And some say that's because American firms were trying to get ahead of the trade wars that are being generated. And another had to do with deep revisions in the data by the Department of Commerce showing that American consumers' savings rate had risen much higher than they had forecast. And so this has triggered increased consumption. If we adjust for those things, though, we still have an economy that is hitting along close to 3%.
You mentioned the trade wars, and how do you see that affecting South Carolina's economy now that all of this is actually happening?
We can't see it in data as yet, Mike. Logic tells us, and the reactions of international firms located in our state certainly tell us, that they're concerned about the effects that they already are feeling. The tariffs that have been imposed on exports to China, for example, imports from China, are affecting BMW, but it has not been translated as yet into, okay, we're going to cut back production in South Carolina. It's just a warning signal, and that goes across other firms in the state as well. China is the number one destination for goods produced in South Carolina. Germany is number two. Mexico is number three. But those three countries have been targeted continuously by the Trump administration with respect to the disliking how those countries are behaving. So there's not a bright spot there. I would say that's a dark cloud that's up there. And, of course, that cloud can go away if the politicians decide to back off in terms of the hot rhetoric that we're hearing now.
And, of course, another cloud that often affects our economy is the interest rate situation. Rates have been going up, and the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting some more the rest of this year, a couple more times, and interest rates are probably heading higher, aren't they?
That's right. There will be a September and a December meeting, and those people who are Fed watchers say, look out, we will likely see another quarter of a point increase at both of those meetings. So interest rates are already up. The sector that usually takes it on the chin is the housing sector, our construction. And we're already seeing some data nationally that tell us that there are some effects there. But the other thing that's a little bit more worrisome about housing and construction activity are cost increases that are driven by tariffs. Softwood timber products have increased in price year over year by 24%, Mike, since those tariffs were placed on Canadian timber. And the tariffs on steel products, we're seeing something like a 16% increase in the price of nails. So when you factor that in with higher interest rates, then we've got another cloud, just as you mentioned, that is up there. But when I looked at housing permit data for Charleston to get a feel for Lowcountry and for Greenville to get a feel for the upstate, permits are still increasing apace. So as yet in South Carolina, we're still rolling along. The sun's still shining.
And that's what we like to hear, Bruce. It's always great checking in with you. Thanks for your time.
Good talking.
Bruce Yandel is the Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science at Clemson University. He also publishes his Economic Situation Report through George Mason University's Mercatus Center. We will have a link to that posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.